Marcia Bear Larson is being interviewed today in San Antonio, Texas, as a member of the Women's Overseas Service League San Antonio unit. This is February the 6th, 2007. Interviewed by Ruth Stewart and Trish Martin. Marcy, how about starting out by telling us about where you grew up and what kind of a childhood you have briefly before you went into your...
Grew up in Long Island. My daddy was a baker and my mother was a homemaker, and went to college in Rhode Island, Rhode Island School of Design. Graduated in 1964 with a degree in ceramics with a minor in art history. My first job I applied for was with the Peace Corps, and I was accepted, and I was supposed to go to Peru when I heard from the Department of Defense that I had been selected to go overseas to work in Korea. And so I took that one instead. College in those days.
Yeah, but you were 20 year old, but you were already a college graduate.
Yes.
And you were going in for special services.
Yes.
Okay. And you said you went to Korea first thing,
mm-hmm.
with the special services?
Right.
And that was when then?
1964. You want to know when?
That's okay. 1964, we'll do it. And then, what were you doing when you got there?
I was a crafts director. I ran a special services recreational crafts facility.
What?
C-R-A-F-T-S, crafts facility, recreation. I was a supervisory recreation specialist.
Please say that again. You were a...
Supervisory recreation specialist. And apparently that was in November of 1964. Would you like to keep this? It describes all the jobs.
And so then you were working with the troops when they
mm-hmm.
were off duty, was that it? And
yes, providing recreation.
Them?
Yeah, we had
providing recreation.
We had a wood shop, we had a photo shop, we taught them pottery, we taught them anything they wanted to learn.
And how did you relate to the troops when they came in?
I had a wonderful time with them because I was pretty close to their age. And I was cute.
Go on, describe a little bit about the role there.
Well, since my major in college was ceramics, and I was in Korea, we did a lot of tours to old Korean pottery sites and kiln sites, and we built kilns, K-I-L-N-S, and made pottery in the original Korean way, and the guys really enjoyed it. And I also learned photography because I had the best equipment. We had wonderful photo labs, and I took photo tours. I took the guys over to Japan and around the temple sites in Korea and did lots of photo tours. Best job a person could have had in the world.
What were your living conditions there?
Well, when I first went overseas, I was living in a room in a Quonset hut, no potable water, my first mama-san, and I thought it was great. Actually, in Korea, I think it was all Quonset huts.
Mm-hmm. But with those caring for you then the whole time, doing your cooking and laundry and that sort of
thing?
Well,
we ate in mess halls.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, but they insisted upon doing our laundry. I had to learn that I couldn't wash out my own things and I couldn't pick up my own clothes because that was taking their job away from them. They explained to me
mm-hmm.
very, very soon when I got there, says, you can't do that. This is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also a beauty shop right in the Quonset hut, so We have our hair done every day.
Mm-hmm. Good living.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we didn't appreciate it then. I think we complained a lot, particularly when they had the toilet paper shortages. We were limited to 3 sheets per person per day.
Oh, wow.
3 little squares. And so some of the guys used to save their ration and give it to the girls.
What did you do for recreation there?
My job
for your
was
personal
recreation. Change.
All personal change from that.
Everything I did was recreation, because we took a lot of tours, a lot of shopping, and I took the guys on shopping tours so they could buy beautiful silk fabrics they had in Korea, and they'd send them home to their families. And I did a lot of travel. I did a lot of trips to Japan, a lot of trips to Hong Kong.
And how long were you there?
4 years, 1964 to 1968. And I came
in
back.
The same location the whole time?
No, I was in southern Korea in Daegu for 2 years, and then I moved up to the 7th Infantry Division, Camp Casey, for 2 years.
Okay.
And I supervised Korean employees, taught them English. They taught me Korean.
You taught English to the
Korean employees so that they knew the names of the tools and how, because they had to teach the GIs the craft. And the people I had working for me, the Korean employees, were just fantastic craftsmen. Unbelievable. There wasn't anything they couldn't do or build with their hands, and they taught this to the GIs.
Do you know if any of the GIs then were ever able to continue that in their future lives? Or
honestly, I don't. I still am in touch with a number of them, but they went on to their careers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of them was the regular, the town veterinarian, and he just retired as a veterinarian in California. His assistant was with the San Francisco Fire Department, and he just retired. And I still am in touch with a lot of the librarians and service club girls that I worked with.
What were your most memorable experiences there?
Probably going into the infantry division areas and these guys were up by themselves. They were up there, and they didn't see women, and they had the Red Cross gals came in, of course, but they played games and did, you know, the donut kind of thing, but I helped provide them with library services and things that they could actually continue doing on when the girls were gone. And I did a lot more of that in Thailand.
And it was in Thailand that you went next then, after the 4 years?
Well, after Fort Sam Houston and Fort Gordon, Georgia.
In between.
Yeah.
What were you doing there then, back in the States?
Same thing. Running craft shops. I was they called it a post-crafts director.
And that was where now?
Fort Gordon, Georgia, and Fort Sam Houston, Texas. Is your machine not working?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay.
I mean, it's running.
Oh, okay.
I should be, well, anyway, Fort Sam. The notes are just so, in the research that's being done, I just put a few notes so that...
It was when I was in Thailand. My husband was in the entertainment division. We weren't married then, but he took care of all the USO shows. And so I got to co-host all of the USO shows that came into country for 2 years, including a lot of work with the Bob Hope show. I provided hospitality to the Bob Hope troupe, and that was real enjoyable.
And when did you, let me see, your post-crafts director at Fort Gordon, Georgia, uh-huh. was, when was that?
Whenever she says.
Okay. And for Fort Sam. And then you went to Thailand mm-hmm. in 69?
70.
Okay. And
I was with USAR Subthai headquarters. We were stationed in Bangkok, and then we moved down to the Southern Command in Sadaheap, right on the coast. Beautiful country.
Then the Southern Command, okay. And your role in all of these situations?
At this point, I was with the administrative staff, so that instead of just taking care of CRAS programs, I worked with all of the recreational facilities. I got to design golf courses, which was interesting because I still have never played golf, and gymnasiums, and we built a lot of facilities. We also closed down Vietnam, went in country and inventoried equipment and turned it all over to the Vietnamese and closed down big warehouses full of stuff.
But that was why you were stationed in Thailand.
I was stationed in Thailand, but did a lot of in-country in Vietnam, and then we closed out Thailand, so I had to travel to the air bases and give the Thai army the libraries and turn over all the facilities to them, and as we turned over the posts, and traveled with the Bob Hope Show whenever he went into country, which was probably one of the most exciting things I think I've ever done.
And how many trips do you remember that you did?
In and out of Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
No idea. A lot.
Numerous.
Lots.
Numerous. Okay.
And all over country.
Did you have any interaction with the local people when you were in Thailand?
Oh, sure. All our employees were indigenous. And for years afterwards, kept writing letters to them, but I guess it's been too many years now. But mm-hmm. yeah, they were fine people. Just very hardworking. Had a fun incident. Louise Nice was the staff librarian, and she actually, when the WSL met in San Antonio, had lunch at my restaurant. I had never heard of the WSL, didn't know anything about you. All I knew is I booked a group for lunch. Anyway, she came along, and you know, and we hadn't seen each other in many, many years. And the two of us had taken the special services vehicle into Cambodia, where we were not allowed to go, but we went shopping. And our driver said, oh, I know how to get there, everything's fine, but he had no clue. And we crossed into the border, and then they wouldn't let us go back. They said, you stay here, we keep car. And Luis, who was short, laid across the bridge that went between Cambodia and Thailand and said, if I can't go back with my car, nobody else can come across, and they were afraid of her. And so we were there for many hours when they finally said, okay, you take car, you go back. Get out of our country. And we had a car filled up with all kinds of touristy, beautiful things that we bought. Which is hanging on my wall there. Also flew into what was the capital of Cambodia then? With the Flying Tigers.
Phnom Penh?
Yeah. We weren't supposed to do that either. And one of the Service Club girls and I met some of the original, you know, Flying Tigers, which were CIA, of course, then. And they said, you know, we're going for a ride into Phnom Penh. You want to come along? I said, okay. Sure. And we flew into Cambodia, and the little tiny guys with big guns came on board the aircraft and said, this aircraft is ours now, in their own language, of course, and you're staying here. And so we spent 9 hours on the aircraft as they bartered back and forth, and eventually let us go back to Thailand. We used to get more time. And I'm still in touch with that service club. Yeah, we email regularly.
What service club is that then?
I don't know what service club she was with.
Oh.
You know, the recreation services had service clubs and libraries and all these different divisions.
So you have maintained a fairly active interaction since you left the special services.
Uh-huh.
When did you leave the special service?
I guess 73.
After Thailand?
Yeah, after Thailand. Because Bill and I decided we were going to get married, and you couldn't work under your own, you know, the family supervision and all that. So I got out and he stayed in civil service. And I became the director of the Southwest Craft Center in San Antonio for 4.5 years. And I was the director of the Kidney Foundation.
But he stayed in Thailand for a while?
No, he stayed in special services. No.
Okay.
No, they closed the country. They got rid of all of us. They sent us all away. The air bases, everything.
So you married your former boss?
No.
No?
He's never my boss.
What?
We were always equal. He was he was the staff entertainment director. I was the staff crafts director.
Okay. And that's then when both of you came to San Antonio at that point.
And he became the post-crafts director at Fort Sam Houston, and I had an obligated position at Fort Gordon. I went back to Fort Gordon, and then the craft center job opened up. And so I came back to San Antonio, took the job as the director of the Southwest Craft Center.
And that was when you got into the church theater?
Yes, we bought the old church and opened the theater at the same time.
So your life has been really built around crafts. I mean, your career, your adult life, really, pretty much.
Not for a long time, but yeah. Stopped when I left the craft center, and I just became an overall administrator. I've always been a kind of an organized administrator kind of person.
But you would have to understand crafts people, really, to do that, wouldn't you?
To run the craft center, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting place.
They're doing okay with that one.
So you do keep up with, since you left there, though, you keep up with various groups that were a part of your life in the special services.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the gals that I work with, some of the men.
Mm-hmm. Anything about your life in the special services that is affecting your life now in terms of how you think about things or how you go about doing things?
I got to unpack all my stuff for the first time when I sold my business. I've had all the paintings and ceramics and stuff just stored away for how many years? 40 years? And so that was kind of fun. Hanging things up was fun. Getting things framed after all these years was fun. So that was kind of exciting.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say about your time in there? Did it?
It was a great way to grow up. Came right out of college and had never been anywhere outside of the country or outside of New England, and did lots of travel through Europe. Just it was a wonderful way to actually grow up in the world and meet so many different kinds of people. I I don't think I could be happier mm-hmm. with what I chose to do as my occupation in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really appreciate your giving us this information about it and your time and all your memories.